Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles singer, songwriter, and filmmaker Josh Rifkin and his forthcoming CD, The Guest House. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. It's been a few weeks since I've been running this podcast, or variations of it for that matter, and I've got to say that the producer's chair is getting a lot more comfy. For anyone who has known of rockwired.com as an online magazine, I'm here to tell you that this is no longer the case. Rockwired.com is now the home for the weekly 90-minute radio show, Rockwired Radio, and its daily supplemental, Rockwired Radio Profiles. We've got a stream of exciting artists waiting to be profiled here at Rockwired, so come back regularly and see what we've got. One of those artists is a singer-songwriter and filmmaker by the name of Josh Rifkin, who is on the verge of releasing his latest CD, The Guest House, a lush, plush recording that showcases Rifkin's versatility and brilliance as a songwriter. As I said earlier, this tunesmith is a filmmaker as well, having lent his film editing expertise to such projects as Triple Dog, Not Easily Broken, and One-Eyed Monster. You can hear his music in such television shows as Friday Night Lights, Army Wives, and Felicity. I got a chance to speak with Josh Rifkin about the new album and balancing the two different careers, and you'll hear it all in just a few minutes. From the CD, The Guest House, here is Josh Rifkin with Save the Day.
Yeah, I'm all alone.
From the CD The Guest House, that was Josh Rifkin with Save the Day. Visit Josh at his official website, www.joshrifkin.com. I had a chance to speak with Josh Rifkin about the new CD. Here's how it went.
Well, Guest House is out there for people to hear, and now that all the work that has gone into making the CD is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, I'm incredibly proud of it. It's been many years in the making, a year maybe of writing, and then a year of recording, and then a couple months right here just trying to get it out there. So it's a great relief, and it's something I'm very proud of.
I mean, you juggle music and you juggle work in film. I think you even have a few productions of your own going or have been released. Talk about juggling the two, film and music.
Yeah, well, I've been juggling since I was really an adolescent. I used to do both. Back then, I would make movies with my friends after school and on the weekend. And then we'd also go down to the basement, you know, jam, and we'd have bands, you know, and play battle the bands and this and that. And I just never really put either of them down. At some point, music has been my livelihood, and then at some point, film has been my livelihood. So I just keep doing both of them because I can't really stop doing either of them. I love them both, and they're both part of me, I guess. The real dream would maybe to be to merge or meld them together somehow, but for now I kind of just go back and forth, yeah.
And talk about how music began for you.
Definitely, you know, some piano lessons when I was a kid. I got the piano for my sister, but I was really jealous. I had no intention of playing, but she was playing and she had lessons, and of course, then I was like, oh, I want to do it too, and so I did. She quit. I continued on, and my parents aren't really musical. My dad plays the drums a little bit, so he had a drum kit in the basement, and we used to jam a little bit, me and him. That was fun, good times. That was, I guess, the very start of music for me, and a lot of great records growing up. You know, my dad had a good 45 collection from the 60s, you know, like Rolling Stones, Beatles, mostly Motown, a big Motown list. So I remember, you know, putting those records on the player very vividly with that little plastic piece, you know, in the middle. I don't know what they call that, to make the 45 fit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. That little, yeah, that circular thing to make the 45 fit on the player, yeah. I don't know what it's called either.
And a pretty good LP collection, you know, Elton John, Barry Manilow, and Barbra Streisand. I know it's more adult contemporary, but I loved a lot of it, and actually I still do. That era for me is, you know, really formative.
And at what point did songwriting begin for you?
I'm going to say, I don't know, 13, 14, 15, I was in we'll call it a novelty band. It was called the Nude Astronauts. With me and my friends goofing off, you know, in the basement making silly, disgusting lyrics. So, our record was called The Sins of My Ass, I believe. And we had, you know, this ridiculous net dirty songs. But pretty soon after that, I started writing more serious stuff, and so as a teenager, yeah, and I fell in love with it. Yeah, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to do, is to, you know, write a song. It's crazy.
How have you been able to maintain both film, a film career, and music? You know, I mean, do you find it easy to do, or is it difficult at times, or?
Yeah, I think it's difficult. Like I said, last 10 years maybe, you know, film has been my livelihood, so that pays the bills. And then it's about finding time for music, you know. You record when you can, work on the record when you can. You know, that means nights and weekends or when you're not working on a film. And so it's kind of been, you know, slower, obviously, than if you had all your focus on that. Yeah, that answer.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process. How does that work for you?
I usually, if I'm lucky, I'll get on the first inspiration or the first sit down, the first session, let's say, I'll get some chords and like a melody, like a hook. And like I said, some words. But like that's the first go round is I'll have, so maybe like we'll call it like a chorus or a hook or something. And then it's really the chore for me is then to go back and write the words and fill in all the lyrics, because the music comes first to me, you know, music and melody, that's first. And so, like I said, if I'm lucky I get some words on that first go round. But then it's really the chore. And the hard work is to sit back and go, what does this mean? What do I want to say? And write the words. That part actually is hard for me. That's kind of the labor. If I'm lucky, it all comes out in like 15 minutes. You know, and they always say the best songs are kind of effortless and do happen that fast. And I have a few that happen like that, but most of them, you get something on that first sit down, and then it really takes time to.
I see. And with the album The Guest House, were the songs written specifically for this album, or did they come from other points in time and you just, you know, got the best of the songs you'd written ever and put them together on this album? How did that
work? No, well, my last release was 2004, a record called Late Bloomer. So these are songs that were written after that. They were all pretty much all written after that. One or two I might have been kicking around for years prior to that, but yeah, it's the songs that I wrote or accumulated from that point forward.
Visit Josh Rifkin at his official website, www.joshrifkin.com. From his CD The Guest House, here is Josh once again with My Whole Life Through.
Get out of the car. Don't you turn around. as you walk away. But after everything we've been through together, it is such a shame to throw it all away. So make up your mind and make it a face. This moment we have been hiding. If I never find another like you, what would I do? My whole life through, I'd be looking for to find somebody for me like you. My whole life
Talk about the name of the CD, The Guest House.
Okay. It's named for a couple things, but foremost, I guess, is a poem by Rumi, the poet, and he has a great poem called The Guest House, and it's about how the body, our bodies are a guest house, and these shells, kind of empty shells, and we invite different emotions come to the door, so to speak. They're guests, you know, anger, you know, love, passion, frustration, every, you know, comes to the door, and you invite it in, and you process it, or you welcome it, and then you send it off. And I like that idea. I also like it in a musical context, that different types of songs come to the door, so to speak. You know, a disco song, or a country song, or an R&B song, and I can entertain it, I can play around it and write that different styles of music, and then again, be on my way. Also, the other meaning to the title is, you know, I lived in a guest house for many years, and it was my home studio, and it's where all these songs were written and mostly recorded, so I guess that's the other meaning.
And who all did you work with in terms of a producer?
Mm-hmm.
Who put this together? Who helped put this together for you?
Well, I'm the producer, but I had a lot of help. My friend and colleague, rather, his name's Keith Armstrong. He did all the engineering and the mixing, so that's a huge part of the project. I also had help arranging my horn sections and help arranging string sections. I had a lot of guest players, backup singing, pedal steel, like I said, horns and strings. It was a big production.
Have there been any live shows and promotion for the new album coming out?
Yeah, we're trying to do a bunch of shows this summer. Let's see, we did one at the Viper Room, which was awesome, in May. And then we did one at the House of Blues Foundation Room in June, and that was pretty cool, too. And then the real big one is going to be August 21st at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood. And that's going to be the record release party celebration, you know. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to have a full band and hopefully like a horn section and some guests. It's going to be a nice night.
And how have live audiences reacted to the music so far?
Great, I would say. You know, my old band was in San Francisco, and the band was called Mumblin' Jim. And that city was warmer. It was a warmer reception. I think it's easier to that whole community of playing live, and the live music scene is, like I said, it's just healthier, and people come out and see you, and you can kind of get a following, and that's what I came from. And I was a little spoiled because it was a great experience, and we had a lot of fans. And then I came here, and it's quite a different scene, you know. Los Angeles live music scene, it's tougher and a little colder. And so, you know, it's mostly your friends, and then you try to build off that, friends of friends. And but I don't play live often, you know. I spend most of my time recording and making these records, and playing live is more of a special occasion situation.
And do you ever, think about, you know, using music to augment the film career or vice versa?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always trying to think of film projects that incorporate music, you know, whether it's a narrative story about a band or a musician, or, you know, I have some documentary ideas that involve music. And vice versa. You know, I sometimes get songs placed into TV and songs placed into film and commercials when I'm lucky. But yeah, there's some crossover, and I'd like to do more.
Visit Josh Rifkin at his official website, www.joshrifkin.com. From his CD, The Guest House, here is Josh once again with The World's Gonna End.
I'm going away. Everyone's going crazy. I know what to say, but none of the words faze me. You keep saying that the world's gonna end. You keep saying that the world's gonna end. Pick up the phone, turn on the television. We'll be right back.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Josh Rifkin and Christina Parker of Noise NY Publicity. Visit Josh at his official website, www.joshrifkin.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.